Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
Why are you going there?
Why are you going there?
Ready? I don't know. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I don't know. It's like, what?
Who's winning?
We can talk about Cam Newton. It's like, eh.
Oh, why? What did he say?
Ah, he's pissing people off.
Again. Oh, I don't care about him.
Exactly.
Hey, can we talk about
nothing else going on?
It's kind of that we warned you yesterday. No. The day after the Super Bowl is fun, and we do all the Super Bowl bits and stuff.
And then it's like,
Today, the day after the day after. It starts our new sports radio year, and there's really, it's like,
Do you want to know how sad my...
It's like easing into a hot tub.
You know how sad my show prep was today? Well, and this is 100% true.
It included watching Willy Wonka last night?
Let me just state for the record.
What?
Willy Wonka was on last night.
I saw Suk tweet last night that he was watching Willy Wonka.
Yeah. I was flipping through, because the Blazer...
The game, movie?
Yeah, the movie.
The film?
The film. The 1971 classic.
The original?
Well... So the Blazer game ends, even though it was over. So I got home and I flip on the Blazer game and they're just getting their asses.
They lose by 30?
Oh, it's brutal. Jokic had a four-piece in like two and a half quarters.
I hear Ayton's out.
Yeah, so this is the one. So I see Ayton. Ayton gets hurt and it doesn't look good. Non-contact calf injury.
Okay.
And they had to carry him off. You're like, oh, hell. Here it comes.
Perfect.
And then
You don't want a guy to get hurt, but
it's one thing if it's a calf strain, but when you see non-contact lower leg grabbing at your calf, you're like,
Achilles.
And then Scoot rolled his ankle, which didn't look serious, but he didn't come back in.
Magic Johnson.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't watch this. The Nuggets seemingly scored like 97 baskets in a row. They couldn't freaking miss. So I'm like, all right, I'm done with this. And I flip over and I'm just scrolling the channels and the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka, the new one. I don't know if it's new, but it was the newer one with Johnny Depp.
I thought they just had a new one.
I think Timothée Chalamet did one.
Oh.
So this is the Johnny Depp one, which I hadn't seen before. So I check it out and it's very, very weird. And I was like, I go find the old one, a little nostalgia. So I turn on the Gene Wilder 1971, and we're sitting there, and my gal is on the couch, and at one point she turns to me and goes, "Why are you getting so mad?" And I realize that I'm literally yelling at the TV because I forgot how much of a sack of you know what,
whoa,
Grandpa Joe is. I viscerally get angry when I see that hunk of crap. He might be my least favorite character in movie history.
And this is the original Grandpa
Joe? Original.
So who plays?
I don't know. Some old codger piece of crap.
I mean, if you had movies on the bingo card,
an
easy bingo would be one of the spots be Isaac hasn't seen it.
Sure.
I don't think I've ever seen Willy Wonka.
You've never seen the original Willy Wonka?
I don't think so.
Oompa Loompa doopity doo. I've got another riddle. I love that.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, I know of it, but I don't. I can't tell you what happens. I don't know who Ned is. Or who
Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe. I don't know who that is.
So, look.
By the way, there are three of them.
There's three?
So, 1971.
That's the original, though.
Johnny Depp, 2005.
Yeah.
And then Timothy Chalamet, 2023.
I haven't seen that one, but I checked out the Johnny Depp one last night, punted on it about, I don't know, half hour in, went back to the original, and I just didn't realize how fired up I was getting, because apparently I was cursing at Grandpa Joe.
Is he just cranky? I mean, he looks cranky. I just Googled him.
So the whole premise is, right, Willy Wonka is the old eccentric kook living in the chocolate factory, and no one's seen him in years. And then he sends out 5 golden tickets, and if you get one, you get to go tour the factory, and you get to take one family member, right? And so poor Charlie is like this poor, down-and-out kid, like they're destitute, they're starving. And in the house, right, it's Charlie, his mom, and his dad, and the 4 grandparents.
Both sets of grandparents.
Both sets of grandparents.
They were ahead of their time.
Sleeping in the same bed.
And sitting there all day, too.
Invalids. They literally haven't left the bed in years. Mm. Shut-ins. Laying in bed, foot to foot, which, by the way, imagine the smell of 4 old people who haven't been out of bed in a decade. Bedpans underneath the bed, because they can't get up to go to the bathroom. And then Charlie wins the golden ticket, right? He gets to go to the factory and take one person with him. And guess who's the first guy that leaps out of bed and says, I'm going with you? That sack of you-know-what, Grandpa Joe.
Yeah, he's done that twice now.
Yeah. And then he starts dancing.
He's doing like a jig.
He starts doing a jig and dancing around.
Like, it's really poor form.
You old sack. You've been sandbagging.
Mom's been grinding 2 jobs, working her hands to the bone.
And you're just laying there complaining about cabbage soup. Meanwhile, you've been mobile this entire time. You've got dance number. Charlie is shining shoes in his spare time to earn a quarter for the family. And yet there's Grandpa Joe. Can't do anything until it's time to tour the factory. And then Grandpa Joe tries to screw over Charlie multiple times in the chocolate factory.
Ah.
Yeah. He's the biggest piece of crap in film.
I don't know what to say.
I hate him. If I ever met Grandpa Joe, I'd punch a hole through him.
Are you paying attention to our show?
No, there's something else going on that Dusty's going to discuss with you in the break.
Oh.
So, no, I wasn't earlier.
Yeah, no, I said I don't think I've seen it.
Okay, that's interesting.
I probably have seen it, but I don't think I have. I don't remember it. I don't know this Grandpa Joe character.
Doesn't sound like I want to. I wanted Willy Wonka at the end to be like, Charlie, you can bring the entire family except Grandpa Joe. Your old ass is getting kicked to the curb.
Who should Charlie have brought in?
Anyone other than Grandpa Joe.
Probably the parents.
The parents.
Mom or dad?
Yeah.
His mom. A single mom, right?
And by the way, no, the mom and dad were there.
There's a dad?
There's a dad. And by the way, guess who didn't give anyone else the chance? Grandpa Joe's just like, I'm going. I haven't been out of bed in 20 years, but here I come. Screw you.
All right.
Yeah, there you
go. Well, it's that time of year.
I wasn't going to talk about that.
Willy Wonka.
Buck brought it up.
That was part of your award-winning show prep.
So you were watching Willy Wonka while I was knee-deep in basketball.
Hey, I watched the Blazer game.
For this show?
No, you were probably asleep. You were undoubtedly asleep.
What time?
This was after the Blazer game. So
I was still awake when the Blazer game ended.
Oh, okay.
The Blazer game ended around, 8:30, 9-ish, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
And my Wonka adventure went from probably, 9:15-ish into the, maybe 11 o'clock.
I was watching
There was a cocktail that fueled my anger of Grandpa Joe. What does that have to do with anything?
I was watching the end of Landman last night at that time, and I checked the score and went, whoa.
Yeah, they got drilled.
What happened to the Blazers being good?
Well, the Timberwolves and the Nuggets are both good. And
oh, is that what it is?
And the Blazers are beat up a little bit.
When you play good teams, you're not good?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But when you play bad teams, you're good? Is that what?
It's possible.
Is that where we're at?
Or maybe the tank's back on.
This is a basketball show. For those that don't know, we cover football because we have to, but we're really a basketball show. As most people know, we are the basketball show at The Fan, and it's basketball season.
Well, what about Four Nations hockey?
Because we're a basketball show.
I'd rather be a hockey show.
Well.
It's not happening.
I'd rather talk about Willy Wonka. than hockey.
My original point was how sad my show prep was before Buck threw me the curveball and got me started.
It is Buck's fault.
On Willy Wonka.
You notice how he's blamed you twice here?
Well, I didn't set out to rage at Grandpa Joe. No, that was a Twitter.
You can't help it. It's Buck's fault.
That was a Twitter story.
Yeah.
I did spend 20 minutes today going over Four Nations, which has no, it's just the All-Star hockey game. Yeah, I spent 20 minutes going over their lineups today, and I realized I was like, instead of the All-Star game this year, they're doing a Four Nations hockey tournament.
Canada, U.S.
Canada, U.S., Sweden, and Finland. And I realized as I'm doing this, I'm like, why am I doing this?
Stupid.
I actually sat down to prepare for the show, and I found myself going over the Finland's third line, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about this one. And I realized that's when there's literally nothing going on in the world of sports.
Power rank the four.
I'm going Canada, U.S., Sweden, Finland.
Okay.
The Finland goalie situation in their forwards, it's tough. But Canada's a little spotty at the goaltending position as well. But, God, their forwards, their top six, it's just stupid.
That's what I thought.
It's silly.
It is pretty silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who has six players like that?
McDavid, Crosby, McKinnon.
It's unbelievable.
It's just...
Is that kid any good? Remember that kid? Maybe it was Connor McDavid?
Yeah.
Was he the draft number one draft pick a couple years ago?
Oh, you're thinking Connor Bedard?
Bedard.
Is he good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. His team stinks, but he's very good.
He turned out
to be
good, huh?
Yes. Every time they've had a generational hockey prospect, he has lived up to the hype.
And this year's kid, Macklin Celebrini, has been very good as well.
So, in the recent, the last 15 to 20 years, Crosby was billed that way, and he is certainly lived up to it. McDavid lived up to it, and Nathan McKinnon lived up to it, and the Bedard kid certainly is on his way, but he's young.
Well, the listeners are texting in that the dad on Willy Wonka is not there, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I guess he's there in the Johnny Depp one.
Okay, yeah. In the old one, it's just the single mom and the four
grandparents. Yeah, in the Johnny Depp one, both parents are there. The dad works at a toothpaste factory.
Well, that's what you're going to get for the next 6 months.
If you thought that was a curveball, Dusty Hara has the curveball of all curveballs coming in at the break.
Why does it have to be at the break?
Yeah, what are we doing?
There's a lot to unpack here.
Are we doing something important now?
I don't know, maybe.
Is it sportsy?
No, it is most definitely not sportsy.
Interesting.
He's going to have to explain the situation.
Well, up next, Sook will break down the plot of Fiddler on the Roof.
Nice.
I watched Les Mis the other day. We can talk about that.
Goulet. No, we're basketball.
Hear a song of angry men.
We're a basketball show. It's ready. We're ready to go. We got to talk about Luka, all this other cool stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I tried watching the Laker game after the Blazer game was over. I lasted like 8 seconds.
I feel like we have to auto hate Luka now.
Really?
I do.
Why is that?
Well, because he's a Laker.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the more success that they have, we're going to start hating him.
I'm more rooting for the implosion of the Mavericks. And I don't know if you saw, but one of their big guys went down last night.
They have no one left.
There's no one left. And they actually booted. And this is why the Mavericks, to me, are the Grandpa Joe of sports franchises. Did you see where they kicked a guy out of their game?
Yeah.
They
we're going to do a whole segment on that today.
They wouldn't put anyone on the Jumbotron after the trade because they didn't want anyone, holding signs, and there was protests outside. So they decided to put someone up on the Jumbotron for the first time since the debacle of a trade. And the guy just, you can't hear him, but he mouths into the camera, "Fire Nico."
Yeah.
And they booted him.
He's out.
Dude, that soft-ass Grandpa Joe organization.
Free speech.
That's what we're doing
now. Wait, not free speech.
We're kicking people out of games.
That is what we're doing, apparently.
So if I go to the Blazer game and you catch me on the Jumbotron and I say, "Jody, sell the team," you're just going to run me?
That is worse than if you drop a bunch of F-bombs
around
my kids.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's on the docket today.
All
right. I have hot beret talk, too.
Beret talk?
Like green berets or Lewinsky berets? What are we talking about here?
Beret.
Oh, yeah. Lewinsky did go with the beret, huh? You don't see a lot of berets.
You never see the beret.
No.
But there is a major sports figure is rocking the beret.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. You guys haven't seen who it is?
No.
I don't think I have.
Dudes. No. Dudes. Huh.
There's a kid in my neighborhood that wears a sword and a duster.
A sword and a duster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, I see him walking to, I believe he's walking to school at times, and he wears a duster, and then occasionally he's got a sword, which And he seems like a nice enough kid. He always pets my dog. The duster alone is quite alarming, but then when you add the sword to it, I don't really know what to make of it. But
old?
I'd say probably 15, 14, 15 years old. But he carries a sword, and it's like on a belt, and it's like one of the, what do you call like the army swords? I don't know what you call those. The curvy swords. I don't know, like you would see like a Civil War.
Like a sickle?
Yeah, I guess. Like one of those. Yeah, and he wears it on a belt, and he walks around. He's in the park a lot, and he wears a duster and a sword. He seems like a nice enough kid. Something tells me, though, probably a little lonely. It's my initial reaction. Seems a little lonely.
He's getting a lot of girls with that, and he's leaning into it.
Does the duster and the sword combo, does that play
it
well?
It might these days.
I don't know.
You and I were a little far removed from
that. Yeah, I am not in what the eighth graders are into, but, you know. He kind of puts off that lonely vibe. It seems like a nice kid.
Well, we've got
saber. That's what we're looking
for. A saber. Okay.
He carries a saber.
Is it like lit up?
That's a lightsaber.
That'd be a lightsaber. Yeah. Like a cavalry saber. I've never actually seen him draw the sword, but it's on his belt.
Did you guys see the lightsaber in Willy Wonka?
I did not see the lightsaber in Willy Wonka.
Did you see the chocolate factory in Star Wars?
What? No, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's going to be a show.
Yeah, it's one of those. Well, it's Buck.
I hate to tell you guys.
Buck derailed us with the Willy Wonka thing at the beginning.
Just wait.
Dusty's in here for some reason. I don't know why. He should probably be coaching kids or something, but he's not. And he's waiting patiently to come in here. But I'm just not breaking for that reason.
We are on TV as well.
Hi.
Yeah.
CW. Well, we're the basketball show of record. We talk basketball to kick it off next on The Fan. Okay, so do you want to come in here?
Things are happening.
He's still here.
Things are happening.
Okay, yeah, so I want to... We're going to take this segment. We're gonna pivot and take this segment to tell you about something that just happened. Yeah. Dusty is here. He is of noon to three fame on The Fan. His name is Dusty Hera, everybody.
The Fan Man!
Hey, long time no talking.
So you were hanging out. You were waiting to tell us something.
Yeah.
So you left your show. You went out to the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff happens when you're coming and going from this building.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first time. This was something that would happen to Souk.
I'm glad it didn't happen to me and it happened to someone else because it always does happen to me.
Yeah.
And people are like, really? I'm glad finally someone else caught astray.
Yeah. I walk out of the building and there's a man who the best description I can give you is he's very ZZ Top looking fella.
Yeah.
And
was he homeless?
No. He was very nice. Yeah. Super nice guy.
Are you sure he wasn't homeless? Sometimes it's hard to tell between artistic and homeless.
Well, especially around here.
Especially if you're like a go-getter homeless. There's levels to it.
Well, as the story goes, I think he's doing pretty well.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So he goes, hey, is this Odyssey where Isaac and Zook are? And I was like, yep.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, can I get to him? I'm like, well, no, they're on the air. Which
well, by the way, thank
standard.
God that your answer wasn't yes. If someone says, can I get to him? The answer to that question is no. It's a heavily fortified building.
Yeah, right? We got security.
You should have let him straight in. He was like, they're right in there. Here you go.
Come on in. Let me walk you to him.
Good luck. Bye.
I was so close to letting him do that. But I was like, no, you know, is there something that you need? And he's like, I need to get something to him. This is... for Mike Lynch. And at that point, obviously, perked my interest, attention. He goes into his backpack and he gets out a brown sack with Mike's name written on it.
Oh, no.
The only thing that is the saving grace of this is that it was for Mike Lynch, because if ZZ Top, who may or may not be homeless or an artist, says, I got something for someone, and then reaches into the bag, into his backpack, and produces a crumpled brown sack, that's usually your indication to run.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In the other direction, preferably in a zigzag pattern.
Side note, or actually...
Look, I'm primed to get stabbed.
Well, I thought you were going to get shot.
Yeah, okay.
Because Souk and I were thinking the exact same thing as you were telling us the story off the air.
Yeah.
He reaches into his bag. It's like, ooh, right there. I'm like, either tackle
him. But I have something for Mike Lynch was very diffusing in this.
That is true. Better, because if he said, I have something for like Isaac or Souk or
out.
Something for you,
I'm
you
out.
Can't wait around to see what that is.
No.
You got to run.
If it was, I have something for those two guys, I would have been like, nope. That's not how I'm going out.
No. So don't say what's in it just yet. I want the people to guess what was in the bag. What's in the bag?
I can tell you that he said the first thing he pulls out of a bag okay, was a newspaper clipping, and he said, "I am a street performer. Here is my a character sketch of him as a street performer."
What is he doing? What's he performing? Is he one of those guys that like pretends to be a statue?
No, he's playing a guitar.
Yeah.
He's playing a guitar.
Okay.
And he definitely, from the sketch, he looks like a homeless ZZ Top.
Well, the ZZ Top look homeless.
I think that's ZZ Top.
Yeah. I mean, they're great. I love ZZ Top. Yeah. But, I mean, they looked homeless.
Well, but Billy Gibbons is a sharp-dressed man. This guy has more of a Portland ZZ Top vibe. You know, like Sasquatch meets ZZ Top meets street performer. And the when you showed me the bag, I was terrified of what was in the bag because... Again, there's varying degrees of brown paper sacks.
Yep.
This one had seen some stuff. This was not this was not a sack that you got from Starbucks, put something in it. Mm-mm. This man has had this sack for a while.
Yeah, it was a reused Grand Central Bakery bag.
Yes.
It's a sourdough bread bag, very crinkly.
A few times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Multiple things have gone in and out of that
bag. He's like my mom. He keeps every bag since 1970.
Yes.
Do we have guesses?
Okay, so I want the people to... So he pulls out a newspaper clipping.
Yeah.
And then also the he has a card in there. He puts a card in there.
Yeah.
And it says, Jeek sees us.
Yep.
So,
and that's it. No number, no nothing. It just says, Jeek sees us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, so, by the way, I love that he had... And by the way, this is a printed card.
I'd also like to... I think there's some context here that as radio men, we're on the bottom of the... totem pole when it comes to
stalkers,
or super like fans. Celebrity, like, you know, I mean, we're on the pole, but barely, like we're at the very bottom.
I
mean, so what that means
we're
is
on a side stage for sure,
and I'm sure you've gotten 100%. This. I know Suk has, I certainly have. We've gotten some really weird things. Like, people are very thoughtful, but also sometimes they're very odd with their gifts.
And they don't realize that their genuine gift from their heart comes across as like severed doll head weird.
It's very odd. It's, at time, not always.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some cool stuff. Yeah, I don't know what really the coolest cool stuff you've gotten. One guy painted one guy never listened to our show. His wife did.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he was an artist. So he goes, I'm just going to paint those two. And he went and looked us up online, and he sent us a cool watercolor.
That's awesome.
Suk and I.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, he's really like, cool. I don't even know who you guys are, but my wife loves you, so here's a watercolor of you. I thought that was cool.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
We got the Tiger Woods bobbleheads. Remember when we got all like the Tiger Slam bobbleheads?
Yeah.
Which came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But
somebody just left them, right?
They just left them on the front.
Yeah, we've had some very thoughtful gifts, and then we've got some that you're like, I may have to seek a restraining order, and you try to be polite about it. But look, this is hands down one of these stranger interactions that we've had.
And we got guesses on the YouTube as well. Yeah. I know we do on the text line.
Okay, give us some YouTube guesses, and then I'll...
One person says a CD, being that he's a street performer. Another person says it's a taped song that he wrote for Mike. Someone else says it's weed. Someone else says it's $10,000.
I'm not going to lie.
$10,000.
My first thought was indeed drugs.
Yeah.
I just.
Well, okay. So we also have
the guy looked, the rumpled sack. Look, that's the sack that drugs come in. It just is.
Yeah. It does look like a bag of dope.
Yes. 100%.
We should say, too, if you don't know, Mike Lynch, our former producer, does have ALS.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's been battling that for the better part of the last, I think, year.
Year and a half-ish.
Year and a half, yeah. So, on the text line, they're guessing Skittles.
Oh, okay.
Of course, drugs, cocaine.
Yeah.
Another one says, I'm going to say it's cash. His ear.
Oh. Ooh.
Someone says Mike's favorite beer. Good guess.
Oh, yeah, that's a good guess.
Yeah, that's a great
Grumpy
guess.
Grumpy cat coffee mug. I'm guessing some sort of clay sculpture.
I enjoy the bag of flaming poo.
All right.
It does look like the sort of bag that would contain, I don't know about flaming, but look, if you open that bag and there was human turds in it, I would not be floored. I'd be like,
Well, that's just it. Is like, I don't think any of us could have, like, it could have been anything and we probably wouldn't be shocked, right?
No. Right. Because
like, you just never know. So, Dusty, what was in the bag?
To my shock, he then opened the bag and faced me. It was a bag full of cash.
Which the is, cash guy's got it right.
Yeah, yeah. He's giving him cash.
Yeah, that, it is the beauty of this station and your guys' dumb show.
Yeah,
is that this guy said he listened, he wanted to help Mike, mm-hmm. and he said he wanted to spread his happiness.
Love that.
That he had gotten from playing music for people and give a little something for Mike.
Awesome.
And it was a bag full of cash. I don't know how much cash is in this bag, but it was a bag full of cash.
The bag full of, yeah, bag full of ones all yeah. bundled up. And
yeah.
it just it was in there loose, just like he just rustled them like a bag of cotton candy. Just yeah. a bunch of ones thrown in there.
So he
good times.
Am yeah. I to believe that that Jeke sees us,
yep.
went, yeah, yeah. went and played some tunes on the streets,
yeah.
got some tips,
yeah.
and yep. put them in his old, was it a Grand Central Bakery bag?
He said,
and
I
brought
said,
it down here.
I go, wow. And I was like, well, what's your name? And he said, don't want anybody to know no. my name.
Oh, I love people like this.
Yeah. He said, I just want to spread my happiness, and he was gone.
And he did.
Yeah.
He spread his happiness.
That's awesome.
So,
Jeke sees us.
Jeke sees us. Thank you.
Yeah. It also, shows,
I'll be looking for you out there.
It shows the breadth of your reach of this show.
It is.
Yeah. How does he even hear us?
I don't know.
You know,
well, P1.
Yeah.
P1.
P1.
Ear to the street, man.
Yeah. As you guys both man. Accused him of maybe being a homeless man.
Well, he might be.
It's
he is. He's a P1, and that was awesome. It was. I was stunned.
Did you look in it while he was present?
No. Well, he showed it to me, and then he handed it to me, and I was okay. like, first of all, don't know what I'm going to do
like,
with this.
Wow.
All right, let's now
let's go to Wells Fargo.
I was thinking more like the Shady Lady right up the road. It's a bunch of singles. We have ourselves a grand old time, but you know, we should probably give it to Mike.
Yeah.
I think
that's the play here.
Well, I think we all get together and like we ruminate on it a little bit. We take a day or two and we come up with some ideas. But you know, I'm saying I think right now the leader in the clubhouse is giving it to Mike Lynch, but also let's not discount the Shady Lady. I mean,
I think you're really wanting that karma to you're playing a dicey game here, friend.
Would there be, from a karma standpoint, is there something worse that you could do than a hard-earned $300-ish that a street performer made through his own hard work and gives it to our producer suffering from ALS than to take that money and go and blow it in a strip club? I don't know if there is a worse,
I don't think so,
karmic justice coming your way than that.
Like, because you're not even stealing from somebody you don't know. Like, a lot of these charity ripoffs, like, you know where this money is going.
Oh, no.
It's going to some gal named Venom with no eyebrows.
Did you take a delivery fee?
Just paying her way through college.
Paying her way through. Yeah, you get like a 10% finder's
fee. I'm not taking any of the fun. I am not messing with the karmic justice that this could deal me.
Thank you,
Dusty.
Yeah, yes. No.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
I'm glad you got to experience ZZ Top Cash Man face to face.
I am too. Sometimes you walk out of the building at the right time.
And a hero arrives.
Yeah.
A man of increase.
You know what? That is true.
Being a man of increase?
Jesus is indeed a man of increase.
Yeah. He is a man of increase.
I mean, that's just a cool thing.
It was badass, man. It was awesome.
And
it was really cool.
So I text Mike. Sometimes he can be hard to get a hold of, but maybe he'll text me back. I put out the cash, laid it on the table.
Well, and
right
we've
next
got
to the cocaine.
We've got a couple of the station that I know.
I'm going to put it in the vault.
Yeah, would be able to.
Let's get it to Mikey.
We're going to get it to Mike. Yeah, we're going to put it in the vault until we can track him down.
Think about this. Just again, I'm ruminating here. Okay.
Yeah.
No Shady Lady. Okay.
I don't like this.
But we've got a couple $100. A. Why give Mike $300 when we can give Mike several thousands of dollars? Huh?
I mean, or $0?
Are you
with me? Winners.
I mean,
you got a few winners.
What would we? Okay, so let's talk this out.
All right.
Yeah. What, if we go up there,
I like this. We think.
What would we place it on? Like, what do you do?
Well, I mean,
most people just do red or black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you know they have the board up there that shows you what the numbers have been.
Yeah, what they've been.
If it's been a run of black, would you bet red or black? Or if it's been a run of red,
I'd go red.
If there's one thing,
you go Oppo.
I'd go Oppo.
Oh, no. It's Wesley Snipes has taught me one thing, and that's always bet on black. I mean, who are we to go
against? No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Who are we to go against Wesley Snipes?
What if we put it on green?
Well, now,
think about the return.
Then we're giving him way more.
Was that like 35, 36 to 1 or something?
35 to 1 if you hit a zero.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. We're three sportsmen.
That's right.
We could find a 15-leg parlay that I think.
Well, on the YouTube, Harley says we need a TGL Tuesday bad.
See,
so that we can put it on TGL.
Exactly.
We do.
Right? I mean, come
put
on.
Put Mike's money on the TGL. Who's going to explain it to Mike
which
when
would,
we lose?
Again, as someone points out, would Mike rather have $300 or the chance at $30,000? See,
yeah.
This is why I said let's not rush to any sort of decision. We've got some time. Let's ruminate.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make sure you don't have this bag of cash. We're going to get it to Mike.
Well, to be fair, it was intended for me and Rob to possess said money.
Again, I think karma working in
I love
the world
how Suk just spins
put
it into
me in that his... spot at that moment.
Yeah, I think that's right. To Rob keep it out of the hands of Suk.
Rob would have run and or just not acknowledged him. Suk would have laid him out, and then
I still would add the money.
You know? I think in that moment I was supposed to be the man.
That's probably
yeah,
to
all
get
worked
that
out.
Sack of
yeah.
cash.
It
I do think Jeebus may have been looking down and wanted it to go to you. But what you know? Hey, the biblical parable, right? Like the talents, you don't bury your talent. No, you spread your you invest. You invest. I just think the casino's calling us. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody said we should go gamble it, and then if we lose it, we'll just replace it with our own money.
See,
but if we do win money, then it can all go to Mike.
See,
that's not a bad. That's not a bad way to go.
I feel a weekend trip coming on. I mean, is there anything to bet on this weekend?
I mean,
text line says I'm pretty sure this is a plot to many movies. Results may vary.
Yeah, yes.
Results may vary.
Yeah, you know, and that.
Well, Mike would bet it $1 at a time, so maybe we do that.
Yeah, it's depressing. I say we go all in.
Mike was singles.
Mike was a sports gambler.
Mike was a sports gambler. $1 at a time.
I don't know if he still is, but he was, and he would bet $1.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the size of your unit. It's how you use them. Okay. I mean, small units are fine to gamble with. You don't need to just be. Not everybody lives at the Rapp Estate, right? I mean, he had his singles.
Yeah,
you know,
Essentially. I'm just saying, in honor of him, let's
do that.
It is appropriate that we do have a bunch of singles because Mike was a dollar better.
Dollar better.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jeek Caesar, ZZ Top Golf Cash.
That was
guy.
Awesome, dude.
Thank you, fan man.
And thank you, Dan. What's your name? Dan? Danny?
Oh, Dan.
No.
Oh, Dan.
He's the headliner on your show, right?
Dan and Danny.
Yeah. All right. Well,
listen to Dusty and Danny noon to three here on The Fan.
Or Danny and Dusty. Dusty and Danny is actually another show.
Oh, is it?
With Dusty Dvorak and Danny Kanell.
Wait, your show is Dusty and Danny?
No. We are Danny and
Dusty. Danny and Dusty.
The other one is Dusty and Danny.
Yeah. Oh. Which is why they. Yeah.
Do you work here?
Yeah. I'm here, aren't I?
Just be happy he's aware of your show.
I know. Yeah. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you.
I see you every day. I love you. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. We'll be back. Here's Buck with sports.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, now we're behind schedule, but...
It happens.
A little bit of an organic moment there.
Yeah, things were happening.
I gotta tell you...
The show got off to a weird start, and then we just kind of steered
got weirder.
We steered into the skid, and at that point, what are you gonna do?
Bags of cash, man. Yeah. Bags of cash. So, I gotta tell you who's been wearing a beret. It's really bothering me. Well, it's not bothering me. You wear whatever you want. I don't care.
What?
But it's just such an odd thing, because you just don't see anyone wearing berets.
No, I'm trying to think of, I mean, outside of Ferris Bueller, which was like 30 years ago, I'm not really certain the last time someone tried to go beret.
Did you see who was wearing the beret? Big time sports guy?
Is this at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Well, it was after the Super Bowl. It was after yesterday.
No, I did not see who was wearing a beret, but I'm ready. My Google is ready to go.
The great Jalen Hurts.
Really?
Went to Disney World or Disneyland World?
I think he was at Disney World.
Yeah, Orlando.
Yeah.
He went there and you know, they take, you do the photo op and everything.
Yeah.
He had a beret on.
Now, this is a beret and not like the Samuel L. Jackson backwards Kangol hat kind of a deal.
What's the difference?
You know, like the kind of like the driving cap that's like, it's kind of more of a European style, but the beret is like, it hangs off to the side a little more.
No, he is not wearing a beret.
What is that?
That is a Kangol.
Okay. So I guess I don't know the difference between the two.
He is wearing a Samuel L. Jackson backwards Kangol. Yeah.
Okay.
Now.
Then he's off the hook.
Yeah, that is not a
Kangol?
Yeah, it's a Kangol. The little kangaroo.
Kangol.
Just look up Samuel Jackson. Like, he wears it almost exclusively. Now, I can see where you would think it's beret because it's a little puffy. But the Kangol has a, like as Buck said, it has a driving cap kind of point to it, whereas the beret is
flat.
It's flappy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
No, but this
so that's better?
I can see where you think this is a beret.
It has beret-like qualities.
Yes.
Should we bring back the beret, you guys?
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'm not the one that could bring back the beret, but I could see it. Look, Kendrick Lamar just wore bell bottoms, and apparently they're flying off the shelf. So if man bottoms can come back, why not berets? You just need someone of influence. You need a man of increase. You know who could bring back the beret?
Who
is Jameis Winston.
Yeah,
if he wore a beret, it would fit.
I think we need someone
being a man of increase.
Bang bang.
You know, someone more prominent, like.
Block cocked, ready to rock.
Well, I could see LeBron wearing a beret in a very unironic sort of way. 100%.
Well, Cam Newton.
Well, Cam's trying to bring back the wizarding world of Harry Potter. Like, his hats are so stupid. Like, but that's like, see, there's a difference between risky fashion and just like Cam Newton, Westbrook, you just look like a dumbass fashion. Like, no one would ever try to dress like high fashion and have that be something that becomes popular. But you get people that are influencers, you get some really high profile dude that's an influencer that wears a beret, the beret could 100% come back. 100%.
So why are they calling LL Cool J's hat that he wore back in the day Why are they calling that a Kangol? Because that looks more like the bucket hat.
So Kangol is a brand, not a type.
Okay, I got
so you. Kangol originally, look at this is 2 days in a row that I'm informing you on the hip-hop culture.
Well, and Willy Wonka.
Yes, and so, Willy Wonka.
Clearly, I know nothing about anything.
Kangol is a brand that makes bucket hats, but they're more known for the whatever the
people call it like a driving cap.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's kind of be like when you make a copy, you make a Xerox.
Yes.
It's like when you wear that kind of hat, people are like, oh, you're wearing a, like I have a Peaky Blinders hat.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like
it's a little bit, and they come in slightly different shapes and such, but that kind specifically was kind of made famous by the way Samuel L. wore it backwards.
Yes. And the Peaky Blinders hat is like a newsboy cap.
Newsboy. It's just
it's a little boxier, maybe.
Yeah, it's flappier. Yeah. And once in a while I'll wear it and I'll tell you, while I enjoy it, I don't think I can pull it off. My gal got it for me, and occasionally I'll break it out, and it's just, you have to have a certain level of confidence to wear that.
You gotta lean into it. What is the occasion where you put that on?
If we're going out to a nicer event, like when we're up in Canada for Christmas, and it's kind of chilly out, and you're wearing like a scarf, and then I'll break out.
It's Christmassy.
It's a warm wool hat.
Okay.
And I'll break that out, and that works, but on a day-to-day basis, I struggle with it. Like, I've long said I want to get a Stetson Open Road, Ben Harper style. I've thought about it for years. And I just know the moment I buy one, I'm going to wear it one time and be like, damn it. And it'll just sit in my closet and I'll never break it out.
Those things aren't cheap.
No, they're, which is why I don't have one.
I wouldn't buy one.
Yeah. They're like $175. Some of the ones are like $300 and $400 if you get the really nice ones. And I can't risk that amount of money on a whim. Even though I've thought about it, I don't know if I have the ability to lean into it. And when you're wearing controversial hats, give credit to Cam Newton. That dude leans into the bit better than anyone.
Yeah. Here's a text on the Vancouver Fort text line. Went to France last year. Not a single French person wore a beret.
Yeah.
Tourists were the only people wearing them.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. All right.
Well, I think the French mock the beret at this point.
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah, it's tough.
I think it's one of those things that people do, like, their little travel cosplay. Like, if somebody goes to a ranch, they have to wear a cowboy hat and boots, and it's like, okay, but that's not what you would wear.
Like, sombreros probably fall into this category.
Yes.
Rice hats.
You
know, come on. Like, if you're wearing one of those, chances are, even when you're wearing them in that land, you just look like an asshat.
All right, we got to go. Are the Saints and Kellen Moore a perfect fit for one another? That's next on The Fan. Well, the layers of Ryan Buckley just, we found another one. They just keep coming. Apparently, during the break, he just offered up that he used to be a hat salesman.
Of course he did.
That's right.
So this is why he knows so much about exotic hats, is he lived across from a hat store, and he went over there, he's like, I could do that.
Yeah.
And he was their top salesman. He sold newsboy hats and
they had
berets.
A branch up here in Portland too. Gorin Brothers Hats. Yeah, they did fedoras and newsboys and pork pies. And
what's a pork pie?
Good. Yeah. Well, it's the one. It's most known from Gene Hackman and The French Connection. Yeah. It's that hat. But also, they said Oppenheimer kind of brought the pork pie back a little bit.
Okay.
If you saw the pork pie, you would know it. Like Buster Keaton pork pie. Sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a type of, technically it's like a type of flat brim fedora.
Got a little feather in it.
I just love that Buckley was hawking. Did you wear one of these hats?
I had to wear one every day.
God, can we please get a photo of this?
So I mostly wore the style that you were talking about before, like not necessarily Kangol, but like the newsboy style. Yeah. That was kind of what I went with the most frequently. But occasionally I would mix a fedora in on a whim.
I love that.
Yeah. I am jealous of people that can wear these. There's a store right over by the Schnitz and like the Heathman, and it's a haberdashery. I forget.
I love a good haberdashery.
Yeah, it's John, I believe, something or other haberdashery right there in downtown Portland, and everything in that store looks phenomenal. It's like something right out of that you would see in Scotland. And every time I walk by it, I want to wear everything in there, and I realize that if I bought it, I would wear none of it. It is a commitment to a look, but I am jealous of anyone. Like, if you go to Europe and you go to Ireland and you go to Scotland, you will see a ton of people that just dress like that, all the time, and they look freaking amazing.
But it has to be the way that you look.
Yes.
Like,
that
regularly.
That is the John Helmer haberdash.
Yes.
Haberdasher.
Walk by that place and tell me you don't look in the window. And, like, I feel bad because I feel like I'm stalking them, like, because I just leer in the window, but I don't want to go in.
Why not?
Because I know I'm not going to buy anything, and then I'm just, like, wasting people's time. Because it just, it doesn't, I won't wear it. I won't buy it, but I want to go in there. And, like, if I ever won the lottery, I would just commit to dressing like that all the time.
But isn't that, I mean, it's just a clothing store, right?
Yeah, it's just a clothing store.
So why are you so intimidated? Like, yeah, because just go in there and get a shirt or something.
Yeah, it's just, I can't bring myself to do it, but it's a kick-ass looking store.
I bet you John Helmer was a stud.
100%.
If still around.
Yes.
Who's the best hat man? Who are the best hat men?
Of all time?
Just like when you think of awesome hats.
Yeah. Well, Indiana Jones probably comes to mind.
That's a good one.
You know, I mean, like, find me someone that's more universally known. Samuel Jackson and the Kangol hat, universally known.
What about, can I throw a little weird one at you?
Yeah.
He's always seems to be wearing something quite exotic. Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a big hat
he's
guy.
He's a great hat man.
He's a great hat man. My personal hat hero is Ben Harper. Who, by the way, I saw he's coming to Portland and doing the Pioneer Courthouse Square. Ben Harper is one of my all-time favorite artists, and he gives me hope, although he's a cool black man, and I'm me. Yeah. But he dresses, like, he wears the Stetson, but dresses it down, like, with more casual clothing, and he wears it to perfection.
It also, he does, like, the rounded top more yes. often, so it looks less cowboyish.
Yes.
That's his signature look.
It's his signature look. And he wears the hell out of that.
Does he ever wear another type of hat?
Yeah, I've seen him perform a bunch. Sometimes he goes beanie. Mm. Sometimes he wears a little, like a watch cap sort of beanie.
Yeah, you're no Ben Harper.
No, I'm not. Which is why I don't own one of those hats. And I want to. I'm jealous.
What about a top hat? Why don't you bring back the top hat?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Somebody
did you ever
said,
sell top hats?
I didn't sell top hats, but I have worn a top hat to that horse race that I went to in England.
Oh, yeah. Tom Landry.
That's right. We've seen that photo. You've seen that photo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Landry. He wore the fedora. Yeah.
Someone else has the Bear Bryant houndstooth fedora.
Oh, 100%.
Which is a great one.
Yep. And then every country artist. Everyone. Like, that's that whole genre.
Can I say something about Chris Stapleton real quick?
Yeah, because he's got a really elaborate, like, Southwestern cowboy hat.
He does, and I'm sure it's worth more than I'm even worth.
Mm-hmm.
However, can I say that when Chris Stapleton, I'm sure he's got a bunch of them. But I always seem to see him in the same kind of one. Like, if you Google image him, it's that main one there.
Do you know that? No, he does not have. That is.
He only has
one? He has one of those. I've heard him give interviews about it.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like something you would buy.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It looks like something you would buy in a Dallas, Texas downtown,
yep.
like shopping mall gift shop.
It's just, it looks.
It's awful.
Ridiculous. And yet...
Ridiculous. Are we on the same page here, or do you think it looks awesome?
No.
Because I think it looks terrible.
Yes.
It looks cheap.
But for him, it works.
He loves it.
But yes, it is
the
most...
Well, the only reason it works is because he's Chris Stapleton.
Exactly.
If you're wearing that, we're like, Sook, what are you doing?
You look like the biggest ass clown in the world if you wear that hat.
Does he ever talk about where he got that thing?
Yeah, I've heard the story behind it, and there's one, and there's a name for it and everything, and it's getting so beat up that I think his wife bought him another one, and he tried it for a while, and he couldn't bring himself. Like, that is his one hat, and I forget the story behind it, but I saw an interview where he was talking about it. So when you see that is not, like, one of 50. That is his hat, and he wears it all the time, and he says that his wife hates it because she says it smells.
Well, I bet it does, yeah. They call it the Navajo Western Bead and Feather Raffia hat.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Interesting.
You know who could wear a cowboy hat? Again, wear the hell out of it and wasn't a country western guy, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Burt Reynolds.
Well, he did, didn't he wear cowboy hat?
Smokey and the Bandit,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that, I mean,
he wore
that,
one.
Yeah, but he's not a country guy.
By the way, he's still with us?
No, Burt's dead.
He died?
I'm pretty sure.
I think he might be dead, too.
I think so, but I want to.
Anybody looking that up?
I'm on my way.
Yeah, he passed in 2018. Very dead.
Whoa. 6 years ago? 5 years? 7 years ago?
7 years ago.
Damn. Did we celebrate the death of Burt Reynolds enough? I don't think we did.
Probably not.
I feel like we didn't.
I love me Burt Reynolds.
You love me Burt Reynolds.
I do. I love me some Burt Reynolds.
Well, guys,
that was when men were allowed to be men.
He was a man's man.
He was probably a horrible human being.
I don't know. I don't think you can say that without knowing.
I said probably.
Ooh, what about the King, Richard Petty?
Well, he wore the same kind as Stapleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, if you're wearing something that has a Navajo theme and you're not Navajo or you're not like Karen or Chris Stapleton, realize everyone thinks you look like an ass.
I mean, can I just compare Chris Stapleton and his hat to someone? And it's going to be an offensive comparison.
Yeah, go for it.
He's kind of like Bret Michaels.
Yeah. Bret wears those. And Bret looks awful.
Yeah, they're stupid.
But Chris Stapleton gets away with it because he's Chris Stapleton.
Amazing.
It's like Slash wears a bucket top hat. And that is the, and it's leather.
He wears a, you're right, he does.
He wears a leather top hat, and it is so stupid.
Well, with the smoke.
But it works.
It works with the cigarette and the hair.
Yeah, and you're one of the greatest guitar players of all time.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. I was trying to think of somebody who wore a top hat still, and you're right, Slash does. Slash. I don't think anyone else.
Probably not. Well, are you Slash?
Let's get into the top hat business, Buck. You can sell those? You can sell those to the people?
Oh, I'm sure I could hawk those.
Get those back out there. All right, well, we have blown an hour. And giving you nothing.
No.
And I mean nothing.
Really? I think we have.
Or maybe everything.
I think we have given.
It's all in the eye of the beholder. Yeah. There's our boy, Bert. Yeah. We'll get to some relevant sports information coming up next.
Oh, all right. You sure about that?
No. Yeah. But we have a new NFL coach, and the Mavs have fired their fans.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things we want to talk about. Oh, I also have the odds on Aaron Rodgers' next team.
Relax.
Because he's not going back to the Jets.
Is one of those none? Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch.
So that's coming up next hour on The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.